بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Having pure thoughts about every Muslim Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once whilst they were sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said shortly a man of Jannah will pass by you A while later, a man from amongst the Ansar walked by holding his shoes in his left hand, whilst the droplets of water of the wudu he had just performed trickled from his beard. On the second day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the same remark, and once again, the same person walked by. The same thing happened on the third as well. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam terminated the gathering, Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu followed the person and said to him, I had a quarrel with my father and took an oath not to see him for 3 days. Would you be able to accommodate me for that period of time? The Sahabi said he would surely be able to do so. Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that he spent those 3 nights with the person but did not see him waking up at all for devotions of the latter portion of the night. However, whenever he would toss about in bed, he would engage in some form of zikrullah and in this way he passed the night. Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I also found that he only spoke that which was good. When 3 nights had passed, I had almost decided that he did not really perform an enviable deed. I said to him, O slave of Allah, I did not have any dispute with my father, but I heard Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning on 3 occasions that a man of Jannah would arrive shortly, and each time it was you that appeared. I therefore decided to spend some time with you to see the good action you may be performing so that I may emulate it, but I found that you do not engage in any optional deeds. What then is the action that has caused you to acquire the status mentioned by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He replied, I have no special actions besides that which you have witnessed. Sayyidun Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, as I turned to leave, he called me back and said, I do not have any special actions other than what you saw. However, I do not have intentions to cheat any Muslim, nor am I jealous of anybody due to the favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me. Sayyidun Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told him, that this was the action that caused him to transcend to such heights. Now the Sahabi received glad tidings of Jannah for not having jealousy and evil intentions for fellow Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.